This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. Thank you for the job you do. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you to see. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersGo.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, the Iranian false flag report that we heard some about over the weekend from a couple of different sources, what say you?
Well, I would say that Iran is using Russia's playbook. Lie immediately.
Right.
And it looks as though that Germany will believe anything that Iran says, because Germany's already come out and said, that video's not enough to prove Iran's role. Well, it goes way beyond the video.
That's right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So, interestingly enough, there are quite a lot of other things that the United States uses in order to prove and have tangible evidence, most of which is sending in dive teams to, see what they can possibly recover.
Fragments, yep. Mm-hmm.
So, as a consequence, for Iran's foreign minister, Zarif, he tweets out that the United States has immediately jumped to make allegations without a shred of factual or circumstantial evidence. Well, I would say that the video is kind of circumstantial evidence.
Very much so. Mm-hmm.
So, let's throw the United Nations in there, because, of course, everybody wants to run over there to the UN General Secretary, and he's called for an independent investigation. Okay, well, here's the deal. We're not the only country. Britain has already said, we will step in, along with the United States. And, hat tip to Britain. I would say it's a little on, they're tardy, but at least they're showing up.
Qatar's also said the same thing, so Saudi Arabia.
I don't have any use for Qatar.
Well, I don't either, but at least they agreed with us on this one. And by the way, they agreed with what they saw in the video.
But the Royal Navy is sending 30 Marines from what they call their elite soldiers from 42 Commando, whatever that is.
Yeah, it's a special operations.
To what they call form a special purpose task force group 19.
Yep.
So at least they're stepping up. It is really quite remarkable that we're at least getting some again, they're all kind of tardy because we were the first ones there. We knew about, you know, some activity. I mean, you know, we were predicting this. That's why we sent the Lincoln Battle Group over there.
So I got a question for you, Coach. What happens if they fire a missile or a torpedo, because they got submarines, a missile or torpedo at one of our ships and they get lucky? What happens then?
Well, I think that the Pentagon is working with the National Security Council saying, look, we know what kind of assets Iran has. You know, we know where every one of their little boats are. We know where every one of their little submarines are. We know where, you know, all these things are. So we will probably be get off. We won't take an offensive step. We will take a defensive step. Now, the interesting thing, the interesting component in all of this goes way beyond the tankers, and that is that Iran attempted to shoot down one of our drones.
Yes, they did.
It was a surveillance drone.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that one, I think, almost puts things right over the top. So will we go into some kind of military conflict? Not on an offensive measure. We will do everything defensively.
Do you remember Ronald Reagan in 1988, what he did?
Sure I do.
Okay, he took out two oil platforms first, right?
Yeah.
And Iran didn't stop, right? So then the second time they sent their fast boats out, we blew some of them out of the water, took out two more of their offshore rigs, and destroyed their fast boat base in the process.
Yeah, but here's the deal with all of this. This is the condition that we're in today.
Mm-hmm.
Ronald Reagan wasn't being threatened by Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler for impeachment. So he probably had a little bit more cooperation coming out of Congress than Donald Trump will ever get.
Yeah, he had Tip O'Neill.
So, you know, we have to... certainly put the tanker wars, if you will, on the table and make some comparisons here, but that was a very long time ago. We have very different conditions here, but the agenda is kind of still the same.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we'll have more discussion about that. Plus, we'll also get into some additional information about what's going on, like in Libya. How come Libya is no longer on the list of bad boys that we might want to have something to do with? Might want to find out about that. I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon at FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. What do 350,000 members all have in common, you say? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right, regardless of what you use, whether it's a gun, a knife, a club, a bat, a ball bat, your fists, or whatever, to defend yourself. Defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, and then take advantage of one of the three levels of memberships they have and get $474 worth of free stuff in doing so. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. I was just looking at something there, and we were talking about it off air. A massive power outage hit Argentina and Uruguay yesterday, and I think we had, 48 million people?
Yep.
And they were all in the dark, and that included Guatemala, too, I guess?
Now it's actually up to 50 million people. I don't know, whatever that is. But two of those countries were actually heading to the polls.
Right, they were voting. Mm-hmm.
Argentina, Uruguay was hit. Argentina said they're going to go through a full investigation. Oh, God, here we go. You know, it happened, what, day before yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Argentina and Uruguay. Argentina was going to the polls. I think they have, I don't know if they have power back or restored or what, but this obviously to me sounds like a cyber attack on the power system. Widespread Buenos Aires and north to Mendoza, you know, kind of given some locations here. So, but that sounds exactly to me like a cyber attack, which interestingly enough, I would argue will be one of the options that the United States has with Iran.
Yeah, right. You're right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think this is part of the hybrid warfare that is going on out there.
Well, speaking of warfare, the White House released an update on global counterterrorism efforts, where the troops were going to be in terms of combat situations or be prepared for whatever. And Libya has now been excluded from a list of locations where U.S. military personnel are going to be deployed and equipped for combat as part of the counterterrorism operations there. What, they got no terrorists there?
We pulled our military out of there in April.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we pulled our military out of there in April is because we've got this cat, General Khalifa Haftar, who actually is working for the United States, and he has created his own militia. I think he's gone a little bit rogue on us, but anyway, there are several other militias that are going on, so we pulled our people out and just said, okay, you guys go battle it out. And that's really what is happening here. Is that, you know, Haftar has lost, control over parts of eastern Libya. It's almost as though we got too many other things going on and, we're not gonna just redeploy some forces here. Into Libya. We're going to let it, you know, kind of shake out. We will probably go to Haftar and say, hey, dude, this is really what you need to be doing. Whether he complies or not is yet another story, but we're out of there for a while.
Well, wait till you hear this one. The new commander that took over the Horn of Africa mission, Army Major General Michael D. Torrillo, who assumed command of all the U.S. military efforts in East Africa, where a proposal may shift the mission focus from multinational training and counterterrorism to a permanent presence that seeks to strengthen American influence on that side of the continent.
Okay.
Now, we knew that was coming.
Well, I mean, that tells you that we've got a real meltdown going on in East Africa that nobody really speaks about. One of them is Sudan.
Right.
So, I mean, where is everybody else? You know, I keep saying that. Where is everybody else?
Well, I think in Africa, France is there somewhere. I've heard about them anyway, the French troops.
Well, I think that's more North Africa than it is South East Africa.
Mm-hmm. And I know the Britons are there somewhere, don't know where. And I've heard Australians are there somewhere, but I don't know where.
Okay. I mean, I can't.
I just don't know where they're at because nobody will tell me. They just say, well, we've got these forces in Africa. And then you just go from there and go, okay, well, whatever. It is what it is. And, of course, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there to FoundersCode.com and check out all the great articles that she has to offer there. And I'm sure you'll sign on and want to get them, too. Well, everybody and their uncle is talking about Iran. But the one person that kind of made sense out of everything yesterday was Steve Scalise, because he said the U.S. sanctions against Iran are being very effective. Well, I think that's true, or Iran wouldn't be acting the way it is. Am I wrong?
Well, I think what Iran's really trying to do here is send a message to you know, the world that's saying, look, we control these waterways. They've always made that threat.
Yep.
And so, you know, I think they're making good on it by showing some of the things that they can do with these limpets that have obviously hit some of these tankers.
Yep.
Now, that will necessarily raise the price of oil. It did a little bit, and then it kind of backed off, at it, but may come right back up again. So we need to certainly watch that. But this is not unlike, really, what China has also done in the South China Sea, because that's another major transit point.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the sanctions are certainly working. There's many more sanctions that we could necessarily put on Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Zarif was here, what, about a month ago?
Yep.
And, you know, I think he was lobbying some of the Democrats and saying, you know, we need some help over here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Europe is really the one that, you know, we're doing their work for them because, mm-hmm. I mean, this oil is meant for two locations. It's either meant for Europe or it's meant for Asia.
That's right.
We don't need it.
Nope.
We don't need it.
Nope.
This topic's clearly not finished by a long stretch. I mean, we'll have to see where it goes this week with what Pompeo
is doing.
And I would also say Gina mm-hmm. Haspel over at CIA.
Okay, here's my final question for you. Is the United States ready for another terrorist attack in this country?
Well, we're ready, more ready than we probably ever have been. But
I sure hope so. I sure hope they're paying attention. Mm-hmm.
But that is, I would say, great from the national security side of the equation. But the American people aren't paying any attention. They've all gone back to a pre-9/11 mentality.
Yeah, and that's a mistake. If you see something, say something. Because I tell you right now, I every time I go get near a port or something that just tricks my trigger, and I see, and yes, I'm profiling, I see a certain individual at a certain place where I don't think they're supposed to be, I try to get any information I can and give it to the authorities right on the spot.
Okay.
Because, I mean, good. You have to do that. You have to, again, look at what they were doing. They were looking at bridges and hazardous material dumps and all sorts of things as to what they could do or couldn't do. Airports, you name it, right?
Well, you know, the most successful thing that I've seen so far is on the cyber side. And I would argue that we need to be paying attention. You know, the American people need to be prepared for a power outage.
I think we have our friend on the telephone line, but he's not going to make it because you got to go, and I'll see what it is that he wants to ask a question of, and I'll try to shoot it off to you. So I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. And caller, you hold the line. I'll find out what's going on there. And we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tensions between the U.S. and Iran remain high after attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CBS's Face the Nation the U.S. doesn't want to go to war.
I will concede there are countries that just wish this would go away, and they want to act in a way that is counterfactual. No one disputes that this is the Islamic Republic of Iran taking these actions to deny this international waterway and the freedom of navigation that is a fundamental right of every country to travel through that. No, I've seen no one deny it.
Up to 2 million people had gathered in the streets of Hong Kong to demonstrate against a China extradition measure. The protesters are now calling for the resignation of the top official, Carrie Lam. They also want officers to be held accountable for recent police brutality. And they want the extradition law to be completely scrapped, not just suspended. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News, report number 2 on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where they have two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, and the other one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. And why don't you check them out online at naa.edu. Here's more.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, folks, more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More have chosen to go to either technical schools to learn a trade or just to kind of take a year or so off to see what develops, if you will. And in most cases, they can find a trade at one of these technical schools that will pay them more than what a college degree would right off the bat. Now, I can guarantee you that if you go to check out the National Aviation Academy, that this could fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of at least $50,000 a year or more right off the bat. Now, it's all up to you.
So check them out online to find out more at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. They have locations in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Tell them you want to take the tour. naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Believe me when I tell you, you'll be glad you did. It'll open up things to you that you didn't think were possible. Now, we were talking, Denise and I, about a lot of different things, and I want to get started here right now with Poland laying the groundwork for a division-strength deployment. Now, the new defense pact with Poland does more than add 1,000 U.S. troops to the 4,500 already in the frontline NATO ally. It also lays the logistical groundwork for quickly deploying a heavy armored division with some 12 to 20,000 troops for a crisis or a major exercise in Poland. Remember, Fort Donald Trump is something that they want to put up sooner rather than later. And oh, by the way, Brigadier General Laura Yeager joined the Army with the same intentions as many. She needed money for college, and then she surprised herself with how much she loved the work, and now, 33 years later, she will be the first woman to command an Army infantry division. Now, granted, it's a reserve unit, but it's an infantry division. How about that? And the Army has resumed destruction of obsolete chemical weapons in southern Colorado after a shutdown prompted by liquid hazardous waste seeping from a storage tank shut everything down. Finally, the Navy says now that the Navy's tuition assistance program has run dry back in late May, the service won't refill the depleted coffers until October 1st at the earliest when the new budget takes over. And don't forget the crew of the United States Navy guided missile destroyer last week in the Gulf of Oman that registered rescued those 21 merchant mariners from the tanker that was allegedly attacked by the in the Gulf of Oman by Iran. They're doing well now. They're doing well now. Okay, let's go to the telephone lines, and I think I got Ian on the line. Ian, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
What's up?
I got some comments about this Iran thing. And I want to state first, I'm not against Trump, and I'm not against America. I don't like Iran. They're no good. We know they're no good. Okay? But it is a false flag. But not in what you think I'm going to say. Yeah, the Iranians did all that. But here's the deal. They're trying to goad us into the war. This is the worst thing for us to do would be to go to war for Iran because we're internally divided. The American people are not going to stand for it after what we went through in Iraq, and it's in a direct contradiction to Donald Trump's promise. Here's what's happening. We don't need to go to war, number one. It's an overreaction because the sanctions are doing the job, and what we got to do is get the sanctions, give them time, and the Iranian people will revolt. Here's what happened. The Iranians ran to their friends, the Democrats. They're working with the Democrats because it's in the Democrats' vested interest.
John Kerry.
Trump. Mm-hmm. You got it, bud.
John Kerry.
So obvious for anybody to see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So obvious. This is a trap they're setting for the Trumpster.
Correct.
And they want to take him down and involve him into an unpopular war and draw us into that Middle East sandbox again that we're trying to extricate ourselves from.
There won't be a war, Ian. There will not be a war.
Well, number two,
mm-hmm.
What the hell are we giving foreign aid and selling weapons and training for all these Gulf Arab countries?
Correct.
Let them step up to the plate and pick up their share of the load. Number three, Denise Simon touched on it briefly. Most of that oil is not even going. It's going to Europe. Let Europe go take care of that damn problem and let us sit in the background and be the traffic cop and provide intel. And if we do got a mano-a-mano, let's go tit for tat. They hit one of our tankers. We hit one of their tankers with Flockman and send a message back. They're doing asymmetrical warfare. We need to do asymmetrical warfare back on the QT and not overreact. The Iranians and the Democrats want us to overreact so the Iranians can play the victim and the Democrats can say, look, see, Trump's a warmonger. Trump's a warmonger. He's a fascist.
Now you want to hear something?
It's so obvious. This is so obvious that anybody could figure this out.
You want to hear something? You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't disagree with anything that you said. As a matter of fact, I think John Kerry's up to his eyeballs in the middle of all of this. That's number one.
Number two,
I believe that there will be some sort of... But again, it all depends on what Iran does next. They've already fired a missile at one of our unarmed drones.
Let them fire a missile.
Well, when they fire a missile, what does that do for us? Does that open us up to fire a missile back at them? Tit for tat.
Tit for tat, but we do it on the QT and don't publicize it.
That's right.
We don't need to broadcast to the world what we're doing to them. We keep the element of surprise. If we damage one of their tankers commensurately with what they did, they're going to get the message.
Denise Simon is listening to us, and she just pointed something out to both of us. She said, too bad that during the hearing last week with McAllen, the new DHS director, that he did not get a chance to present and lay the issue in the lap of Pelosi about exactly what we're talking about right now.
Look. The Democrats want Trump out for different reasons.
Sure they do.
Iran, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But politics makes strange bedfellows, and they're practicing the enemy of my enemy is my friend tactic, which goes all the way back to Bible days. It's one of the evilest tactics in humanity, but it does have some utilities. Okay? Now, I don't agree with this Denise Simon on everything because she's more too much of a neocon for me. She might be sitting there cursing me right now. I don't know, but... I think she called this right, but she called it right. That oil goes to Europe. I'm not saying we shouldn't go against Iran. I'm just saying we need to be really cagey about this, okay?
Yeah.
Because I see a trap set up. They want Trump out of here because they know if they can bring Trump out, they're going to run wild.
Mm-hmm.
If Trump gets reelected and stays in office, you're going to see Iran go away and you're going to see North Korea go away because they're hoping to outlast them. That's what this is all about. Everybody's trying to outlast this guy. And
you know what else you'll see? You know what else you'll see? Democrats jumping off the roofs of buildings.
That's right. I see this is so obvious.
Yeah.
So, you don't have to be Von Kloss with your son, too, to figure this out. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Ian. And again, Ian, you bring up some great points, and I don't disagree with you. I think John Kerry is up to his eyeballs in this. I think that's part of what they were talking about over there. Iran's going to go just so far, and they're going to try to tease, antagonize. You notice they're going after tankers. They're not going after passenger ships. And so far, they haven't gone after naval vessels. But I'm telling you, if they hit one of our naval vessels, all hell will break loose, at least with a retaliatory strike back on the other side. And not one word, not one advance notice, not nothing. Just up in the air go the planes, and they just take out wherever the thing came from, and that's it. Okay, boys, you had enough? We'll stop. And that's what will happen. That's just exactly what will happen. All right, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is coming back into the mix. We're going to talk with him about this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to bring up what Ian just said to him because it'll be interesting to see what his perspective is. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She and her husband, Don, are listening to me right now on our affiliate up there in Carrollton, Georgia, AM 1330 WLBB. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, because that's just up the road, but they can hear us down there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, remember, Moss Family Automotive has the You Serve, You Save program. That's 24/7, 365 for all veterans, all active duty military, and all first responders, active or retired. You save a ton of money. Now, at Moss Nissan and Moss Chevrolet, Moss Family Chevrolet, that's Moss spelled M-A-U-S, you pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. So check them out online by going to MossFamilyAutomotive.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyAutomotive.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll save you another $500 if you're serious about buying a vehicle. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I've got a thought about Iran, and Ian, one of our good callers, one of our favorite callers, called us up here in the last segment talking about the false flag from a different standpoint than what we're hearing from some folks in Iran. I think, and I've thought about this for a while, and Ian brought up the point, and I agree with him, that we're being goaded into a conflict with Iran by the Iranians. They're trying to do just a little more and just a little more to get a reaction from us, because this would give the Democrats a huge platform on which to launch an impeachment thing based on the fact that they'd say, oh, he can't do this, he's got to have the permission of Congress. But they forget about one little thing, Chris. You know what it is? The navigational rules in international waters where nobody has a territory at stake. It's basically rules of the road. You strike me, I'm striking you back.
Yeah, listen, I think right now the reality in Iran is you've got a theocracy that is crumbling.
Falling apart, right?
Yeah, the economy's falling apart. Mm-hmm. It's a very young population there. We don't have to do a damn thing. We really don't. Same reason why, we didn't have to shoot at the Soviets. We don't have to shoot at anybody. They're going to fall apart on their own if you hold the line. It is what it is. So I don't want to go to them doing anything. And some of these nations want to send there and worried about protecting their tankers. Let them go ahead and do that.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because Britain just did. They're sending some of their Royal Marines with some of their version of fast boats to be able to take care of the guarding of their ships, their tankers that come in and out. Plus, they're also going to be putting some Marines, it looks like, on their own flagged vessels.
There you go. Let's just say everybody has to take care of themselves, and everything will be just fine. Mm-hmm. Again, nothing wrong. Cold War lasted a long time. We all know that, but it's certainly a lot better than a hot war. That's for darn sure. Mm-hmm. And let their weakened economy, let them fall apart on their own. And then they can go from there. But we don't need to be getting involved in another Middle East war.
Now, there's a couple of things that surfaced yesterday that really, really got my attention. Did you see the Boeing CEO conceding there was a mistake made with the planes in the two fatal crashes? Now, does he realize that by acknowledging there was a mistake made or mistakes, that he's opened himself wide open to a huge civil lawsuit?
Well, I think that they know that already. I mean, you're better off if all the information's coming out and whatnot. You're better off being out in front of it than playing behind it. I think that's a much better way to go. Be honest about what's going on and get it out there and go from there. Boeing's not going anywhere. They realize that they're going to be facing some very serious lawsuits. They're sure that they're insured from all of this to some degree. And in my opinion, honesty is the best policy.
Okay. Now, AOC says that the progressives in her party are frustrated with Nancy Pelosi, and they believe if Nancy Pelosi doesn't change her ways, she's going to hand Donald Trump the election in 2020.
Yeah, listen, they're like little mosquitoes flying around all the time, buzzing and buzzing and buzzing. I really don't pay that much attention to them. Nancy Pelosi's not going to hand Donald Trump anything. She's a much better political operator than AOC could even imagine.
Yep, that whole bunch.
Come on. Yeah, she knows what she's doing. These other, like I said, little mosquitoes, they don't have a clue.
Now, I don't know what happened in Argentina and Uruguay, but it seems about 40 million people were without power over the weekend following a mass blackout. And it's kind of strange because two of those countries were going to have elections in their country, and they weren't able to because they didn't have any power.
Yeah, I saw that. And again, curious to see something like that happen. Also to see, was there an attack on a power grid? I don't know. Not a lot. It's just, you knew that the streets were empty and they were dark. That's for sure.
Yeah. Now, Bernie Sanders is back in the game, or so he thinks, with his Medicare for All. That's his big selling piece right now running for president. Medicare for All. Well, it's only going to cost $32 trillion, but it's going to save the taxpayers money. They're going to save money. Really?
No, I don't see that.
How is that possible?
Again, because he thinks that people are going to be not buying, because basically any private health insurance would be illegal at that point in time.
That's right.
And you would have to be on the government insurance plan, and you're not going to have to spend money on insurance, and your taxes are going to go up, and they said that those taxes are going to be cheaper than what you send to the government. I find that hard to believe, especially in a country as big as ours. You're going to have Medicare for all. I mean, everybody's going to be trying to go to the doctor all the time. We don't have enough physicians to handle this, and the amount that people will be pouring into this. Whatever a government official tells you a certain price, just double it. For starters,
How about Senator Amy Klobuchar with free college for all?
I thought Amy Klobuchar was community college.
No,
Kirsten Gillibrand, I think, was college for all. I'm trying to get out. Kirsten Gillibrand.
So is Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Warren is public college for all.
Mm-hmm.
So they've all got their certain levels of where they want to go with this thing, and all of them are nuts.
Yeah, well, they sure are. By the way, India is going to impose retaliatory tariffs on 28 U.S. goods. What's that all about?
I'm not sure. I don't know what goods they, you know, they're putting tariffs on. I know that we're tightening, you know, clamping down on the ridiculous tariffs that other nations are putting on our products. And so you'd be surprised at how high some of these tariffs are on certain products. It'd blow your mind. Listen, I don't have any problem with it at all. I have no problem with it at all. I'm sick and tired of hearing, oh, this one's worried about this tariff, that tariff. I don't care. Okay. You want to do business with the United States, make it fair.
That's right.
No, fine. You know, I'm sorry, Mara. Oh, prices are going up. Buy American. Then buy American. Yeah, you're starting to see more businesses come back. Yeah, I just saw one of the, and I happen to buy their products often, their furniture company called Restoration Hardware. It's high-end stuff. They have a big store there actually near your neck of the woods there at the Tampa Mall.
They do.
They're moving a lot of their, they do about 30% of their manufacturing, putting stuff together in China.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving it back to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of the tariffs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to say, you know what, we'll just put this back here in the States.
Bringing the jobs with them.
Apple already said, Foxconn already said, it's not a problem. We can move our production elsewhere.
Now, the Justice Department is set to decide as early as possibly this week on whether or not T-Mobile and Sprint can merge.
Yeah, I mean, it's an ongoing battle. I'm not, as far as these mega mergers are concerned, I'm not thrilled with them at all. I think we're now in an area, especially a lot of these technology companies, multimedia companies, we're at a level where, I start using the word monopoly, throwing this around. There's just the control that these small firms have over these industries are extraordinary, and it boxes out a lot of competition. I haven't really delved too deeply into this because other companies have been allowed to do it as well. So I think at some point in time, I think it's going to go through. But there has to be something when it comes to these mergers that are taking place. The old Robert Bork standard was that it's not a monopoly if prices are going down and beginning, you know, for the consumer. It's the prices aren't going up. To me, it has to be more than that. If it stifles competition, it's an issue as well.
All righty. Well, we've reached the end of the segment. Another great segment. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't forget, his website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out, see all the great things he has to offer. And coming up next, top of the hour, right after the news, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, also the host of the Underground USA podcast. And we'll be talking about some of what you heard earlier, plus some new stuff coming around. Politics is his game. Be right.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.